Turn your page once to James chapter 2. Perhaps you don't have to turn it. James chapter 2. My brethren, do not hold your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of personal favoritism. For if a man comes into your assembly with a gold ring and dressed in fine clothes, and there also comes in a poor man in dirty clothes, and you pay special attention to the one who is wearing the fine clothes and say, "You sit here in a good place," and you say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or "You sit down by my footstool," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil motives? The same Greek word, dirty clothes, is in our passages. Put off filthiness. Put off filthiness. We are to put off filthiness and all that remains of wickedness. And you can all tell Wendy that that's why I wore this shirt. That's why I wore this shirt. Because I want you to know, we took these commitment cards from you last week. And many of you, indeed most of you, made commitments to reading the Bible in 2010. And I want you to know that reading the Bible is not all you have to do. Because the Bible does what? The Bible shows us our filthiness. The Bible shows us our filthiness. And when you read the Scriptures, you can see the filthiness, but you have not succeeded until you take it off and forsake it. The goal in 2010 for Trinity Baptist Church is not simply Bible reading. The goal in 2010 for Trinity Baptist is to lay aside the filthiness. That's the goal. James says, take off, cast off filthiness and wickedness. And now look at the verse 21. He says, in humility, receive the word. How do we receive the word? How does James want us to receive the word? Look at verse 22. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Keep your finger in James and turn to the beautiful book of Romans. Romans chapter 2, verse 12. Always keep your finger in James chapter 1 because that is our text this morning and we will be going back. Romans 2:12, for all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. James says, prove yourselves doers of the word. Your version of the Bible might simply say, be doers of the word. The New American Standard, which is what I'm using up here, says, prove yourselves doers of the word. I believe the King James says, be doers of the word. The NIV simply says, do what it says. What does the Greek say? The Greek says, be doers of the word. The word be is ginomai. It means to be or to become. But the verb be in the Greek is in the present tense, which means it is talking about continual action. Continual action. be in your notes. We must become a doer of the word as a pattern of life. We must become a doer of the word as a pattern of life. Have you got that, Patrick? Patrick, have you got that? That's B. Good. We must become a doer of the word as a pattern of life. The Greek present tense always means continual action. And that's what this says in verse 22. There's another present tense verb in the verse, and that is the word delude or deceive. James says, prove yourselves doers of the word. In other words, be continually a doer of the word, and not merely a hearer who continually delude themselves. How do hearers deceive themselves? Very simple. You and I can faithfully read the Word of God every day. We can faithfully attend church every week. We can faithfully go to a small group such as Michael's or Ben's or youth group. And if we're having our devotions every day and we're reading the book of the Word of God every day, we might think that we're really doing well in the Christian life. But unless you and I actually obey what we read, we're deceiving ourselves. In your notes, number two. Better is the person who reads one verse a month and obeys what they read than the person who reads 10 chapters a day and does not do what it says. Amen. Better is the person who reads one verse a month and obeys what they read than the person who reads 10 chapters a day and does not do what it says. That person is continually deceiving themselves. Now, what are people like that are hearers and not doers? What are they like? Look at verse 23 in the text. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. I don't see the connection. How is a man who's a hearer and not a doer like a man who looks in a mirror? Well, look at verse 24. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. Here is the connection. Here is how they're similar. The man looked at himself in a mirror, and when he walked away, he forgot what the mirror revealed. The Word of God is a mirror. And you look at the Word of God, and as you look at the Word of God, it exposes the corruption in your life. Can you picture it? Can you picture a man that looks in a mirror and forgets what he looks like? What would it be like? What would it be like, Trinity Baptist, if I had gotten up this morning and my hair was messy and I was going to address all of you publicly, but my hair was a mess? What would it be like if I had not combed my hair? It's not messy anymore. Maybe I should go like this. Did that work? What would it be like if I looked in the mirror and I didn't comb my hair this morning? It would look like this. And that's what you and I do when we read the Bible and we walk away and we don't do anything about it. That's what we're like. Let's look at the final verse. It's verse 25. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Keep your finger in James and turn to Psalms, the very beginning. Psalms, the very beginning. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night, and he will be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Verse 25 says, the one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, he will be blessed in what he does. Not just being a hearer, but a doer. The one who just listens to the word is not the one who is blessed. It's the one who responds to the word that will be blessed. Jesus said the same thing several times, but look quickly at Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 27. While Jesus was saying these things, one of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed." But Jesus said, "On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Turn back to James, please. We have a wonderful description of the word of God in verse 25. James 1:25, but one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Two characteristics of God's word here. Number one, it is perfect. It is perfect. The Greek word means complete or perfect. And number two, it is described as the law of liberty. The law of liberty. Trinity, Satan enslaves you. Jesus sets you free. Sin enslaves you. But the word of God sets you free. Righteousness, holiness, purity is freeing. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Always keep your finger in James. 2 Corinthians 3. There's a very simple verse. Verse 17 says this. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Isn't this a great description of the Word of God? The law of liberty. Men and women of Trinity Baptist Church, you and I can read the Bible every single day in 2010, and if we do not take off the dirt in our lives and obey God's commands, we've missed the whole point of reading it. Number three, reading God's word is not the end. It is a means to an end, and that end is purity. Purity. Reading God's word is not the end. It is a means to an end, and that end is purity. You got that, guys? Number three? There you go. You know, I'm famous for getting lost. You all know that. I am famous for getting lost. And you know what? I missed number four. The Bible is not the destination. It is simply the map that shows me the way. The Bible is not the destination. That's number four. It is simply the map that shows me the way. As I said, I'm famous for getting lost. Tom Ogimachi loves to tell the story of when he and I took the youth group to Reseda, my hometown, and I got lost. I lived there 28 years, and I got lost. I seem to have gotten better as I get older, but I still do not have a good sense of direction. I need a map. I need a map. It's just not in here. I need a map. If I have a map, I can get where I need to go. But simply reading the map is not going to get me to my destination. I can read the map. I can memorize the map. I can study the map. I can sing songs about the map. I can go to study groups and discuss the map. I can put pictures of the map in my room. I can tattoo the map on my body, but I will still be lost. It is not until I follow the directions on the map. It is only then that I will get where I need to be. And men and women of Trinity, Bible reading is not the goal of 2010. The goal of 2010 is purity. That is the goal of 2010. The Bible is only the map that guides us to our glorious destination. The elders and I have spent a whole month urging you to read God's word in 2010. And my earnest prayer is that all of you will read this book faithfully and slowly and carefully in 2010. But please remember that it's a means to an end. It is not the ones who read it that will be blessed. It is the ones who read it and do it. Jesus taught this same thing so powerfully. Would you turn to Matthew chapter 7? Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew 7, 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and slammed against the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. I love this passage because I love to ask one question: which one heard the word of God? And the answer is both of them. Both of them. The only difference between the wise man and the foolish man is the wise man is a doer, and the foolish man is merely a hearer. And Trinity Baptist, as you start 2010 with your commitment to read God's word every day, I want to remind you that it is possible to read the Bible every day of your life and still live on sinking sand. You must be a doer of the word and not merely a hearer. So the question, Trinity Baptist, is this: which one are you? Which one are you? The worship team is going to come forward right now, and I'm going to give you a chance to pray. Last week, you committed your life to reading God's word every day in 2010, and most of you sent cards to the elders, and I was so thrilled about that. I want you to pray right now, and if you're ready in the sincerity of your heart, I want you to pray and say, God, make me a doer and not merely a hearer. Let's pray.